My next guest, we're going to go to Reedley, the legendary Reedley Abe Isaac, who's been farming for peaches, plum, nectarine for a long, long time. Abe, you're a farmer. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very well. You know, life has been good. Father's Day was wonderful, and enjoying the good summer heat.
I love that. Yeah, it's going to get warm now. That's a good question. Abe Isaac with AgroLiquid, and we are expecting to have a big hot July and hot August. What does that do for Abe Isaac and AgroLiquid?
It really opens up the door for growers to make sure that they are keeping their potassium levels up and their trees and things like that so that they can weather through this hot weather, if you will, get through the stress of it. So we're out just talking to growers and talking to retail partners and stressing the importance of that and being proactive instead of reactive.
Well, we're talking with Abe Isaac, who's the certified crop advisor for AgroLiquid. And, of course, let's go back in the spring. We had a very hot March. We had a rainy April. We had some rain in May, but everything's early this year. What does that do for peaches, plum, nectarines, almonds, all the things you're working with?
Things are still ahead of where they were, where they normally would be at this time of year. So growers are getting ready for harvest maybe a couple of weeks ahead of normal. But by the time we get to harvest, I think that door will close a little bit so that things will be a little bit closer to normal. But for the peaches and plums and nectarine guys, it's actually been pretty good because it gives you that many more days to market that product and get it in the marketplace. And so you'd think 3-4 days, 5 days, it's not that big of a deal, but that is a huge deal. And when you have that much more opportunity to be in the marketplace and to control the way that product is put into the pipeline, it works really, really well for them. And it's compared to years where we've been late and things just pile up and fall on top of each other, and then you end up with a glut. So it's a much better controlled marketing situation. Growers can deal with that and look at hopefully a better bottom line come this fall.
We're talking with Abe Isaac from AgroLiquid, and you're right. A lot of the tree fruit growers I talk with, they're saying, hey, tell everyone to go get your tree fruit down, because when it's over, if we're going to be so early this year, you might not see it when you think you're going to see it, maybe in August.
Yeah. You know, when I was first starting tree fruit, we used to start at the end of May, and by the middle of August, the whole thing is over. But the blessings that we have now with all the genetics that we've come up with and creating new varieties, starting in April, and we're able to go well into September and maybe even into early October. But the end of that season might not be there because it's going to be done earlier. And also, you know, with the El Nino coming in, and they're saying it's a big one and powerful one, and we might have some late summer storms come through. That can also change availability of that fruit and the marketability of it. So, yeah, jump on it and get your fruit down while it's in there.
Abe, you're like a trainer for the tree, because I come from the sports world, and athletes got to be on top of their game when it comes to nutrition. Well, that's what you do for trees.
Yes, and when you're coming into a season like this, it's like every season in summer, it starts to get hot. The number one thing that I see out there is stress going on with these trees with this heat. When it gets about 85 degrees or warmer, that tree and that plant really start to react to that in a negative way. And if we're not prepared for that and helping that tree be prepared for that, that stress factor can become a very serious thing. Increased stress reduces yield. Just like not getting the proper nutrition on, the phosphorus, the potassium, your trace nutrients. If you don't have that in place before these events happen, you're going to be caught playing catch up. And it's very difficult in a situation with permanent plantings to get caught up once you're behind. So we've always got to be looking at our soil tests, tissue tests, and finding out where we've been, where we're headed. And another key thing to always be looking at is what's in your water and making sure that you have good water tests. And you're aware of how much nitrogen is in that water and how much calcium is coming in there through bicarbonates and things like that, so that you're ready to, when you put your nutrients in there, they work the best and are picked up.
We're talking with Abe Isaac from AgriLiquid, who's he's talking outstanding today for you. Soil health is huge, sodium, water quality. Those are all big factors, especially when it's cooled and it, all of a sudden the heat comes, right?
Oh, man, it, very much so. We see that all the time where you go out and look at a – we use almonds for an example. You go out there and you see the leaves being scorched on the outside of the leaf and it starts to defoliate. And you can look at it and say, oh, my goodness, we need more water on here. But the ground is wet. You've got good moisture in there. What's really causing that? And that is sodium. And we see that so often here in the Central San Joaquin Valley. And with the droughts that we've had over the last 20 years, it has exacerbated that. And so we've seen sodium issues start to creep up. And if you're not doing things like putting calcium in that soil and helping leak some of that sodium through it, through the root zone, making sure there's enough potassium in that tree, you end up with leaves that can't take the trigger pressure of the heat. They explode, and that ends up with death, and that's when you get the leaves falling off and things like that. And when you see that, at that point, it's, can I limit this damage? You can't fix it for that year. You're looking at, well, I got to fight this next year so this doesn't happen. So that's why I always tell growers, be proactive in what you're doing. When it's cool, when it's nice weather out there, make sure that you have everything in place so that when it does turn hot, that tree can just keep right on going and keep producing. Because when the heat comes in, that shock of that shuts that plant down and it wants to stop growing. And if you've got those that good potassium in there, it takes a little bit longer in the day before it will shut down from the heat, and it fires back up in the evening when it cools back off a little bit sooner. Couple hours a day of doing that, you run that over a month, you pick up four or five actual more growing days of good benefit of that plant respirating and producing sugars and increasing that crop and that yield. And stone fruit, that's your fruit size, that's your stamina and market and putting it in the cold storage and it holding there. And when the customer gets it, they get a much better product. Or your almonds filling up and the nuts filling up just a little bit heavier than what they have in the past. You increase that yield.
We're talking with the Abe Isaac from AgriLiquid, the legendary family of Reedley, the Isaacs. If you know, if you're in Reedley, you know the Isaacs. And Abe, you talk almonds, whole sprint is early, citrus is early. Everything is early this year. How about specialty crops? You do that. Tomatoes, are they early as well?
Not as much, because you plant that, and that's a transplant in that same time frame. Now the heat units go in there, they grow faster. And your days for harvest get a little bit shorter, which can be a negative thing because of, again, you have less days for that plant to grow and to pick things up. But most things like that tend to weather through it, if you will, and you might gain a few days on that, but it's not something that's affects nearly as much as things as stone fruits and citrus and things like that, which are permanent planted and grow on these cycles and react to them. So, you know, when we had this February, we had warm weather. And then obviously in March, it was very warm. The bloom happened so fast and so quick. And instead of being spread out over 3 or 4 weeks, it was 10, 12 days, 14 days. And petal fall was there. And things start moving. But you've always got to be worried about heat stress, especially in tomatoes, and getting those tomatoes exposed to direct sunlight and getting that burn and getting that reduced yield, and especially the quality. So there's a lot of things that a grower can do. Supplement that, encourage that plant to continue to respirate and do what it needs to do, the heat knocking it back too far.
We're talking with Abe Isaac from AgriLiquid. Well, we're heading into America's birthday, July 4th. It's going to be a big year. What would you tell all the farmers out there that the heat's coming? What should they be looking for heading into July?
Well, right now, in June and July, especially in our stone fruits, the plant is, the tree is really starting to decide, okay, what's going to be a vegetative bud and what's going to be a reproductive bud. If you are short on potassium in your micros, especially at this time of year, you're going to get the heat stress. But that plant will take nutrients that it needs for creating reproductive buds and take that off and say, nope, we're just going to survive. and it doesn't do that. And a classic example of that is not stone fruit, but pistachios. You go out there, you have this huge crop, you have 7,000-8,000 pounds out there growing. And next year you go out there and you got 600. Why is that? Well, a big factor of that is that plant looks at that, and instead of growing the buds that it needs, it strips the nutrition out of it and says, I gotta horse out all of this huge crop I've got on here. So the next year you come out there and there's no nuts. I know it's expensive and it's time consuming, but getting out there and getting a couple extra foliar sprays on there, if you're going through there for pesticides, catch that ride. Feed that tree so that next year you're set up. Because at this point, you've got a crop. It is what it is. We've always got to be looking at next year and growing two crops at one time and not just one crop at a time. That way we set ourselves up for year after year of success.
This is great stuff, Abe, from AgroLiquid. So, Abe, if they have any questions for Abe Isaac, how do they get a hold of you? Because I know they're pulling the truck over right now, ready to write it down.
Well, they can call me direct on my cell, 559-240-1987. You can email me at abe.isaac@agroliquid.com. And obviously, you can go to our website as well. We've got a lot of great information, a lot of great research that we've been doing across the country to back up our claims. And that's agroliquid.com.
Oh, that's beautiful. And of course, 240-1987. That's the year you're born, 1987?
Yeah, I wish.
Well, Abe, anything else you want to say before we let you go? This is good.
Well, I just want to remind growers again, and we've talked about it already, but sodium is the silent killer out there, and it reduces yield, it reduces quality, and it pays dividends back to deal with that. So being proactive, sodium is in the soil, calcium to help leach that out, sulfur is another good one for that, and then making sure that you've got a good potassium in that tree so that when that heat comes in and it says, I need potassium, it's already full. It's not going to go out there and just grab whatever it can. It likes sodium more than it likes potassium. It's easier for it to take up. So keep an eye on that sodium.
I think all farming and ag people all join forces together. If you have any questions for Abe Isaac, call him at 559-240-1987. Abe, this has been great. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Abe Isaac from AgroLiquid.